I'm so freaking livid right now with BT. I could rip somebody's face off, put acid on it, rip it off again, and keep doing that until I was completely satisfied with their pain, because they're putting me through pain today. Okay, so I'm not completely angelic on this. I'm going to stand up and say, okay, I was a bit behind. The direct debit failed. I went to pay it. And obviously, I've got my wires crossed in some way. I've got a termination notice in my hand, okay, that says if you don't pay the outstanding charge by the 3rd of June, which is today, we'll terminate your contract. Now, I'm pretty sure that the 3rd of June is all day, but I guess it's like if you leave anything to the last day, the way this country operates is that doesn't mean shit on that letter. What that really means is you've got to pay it before this date. So, first of all, semantics there, whatever. I ring them up and say, I want to pay this bill. The automated system says to me, I need a phone number. I don't know the phone number of the line. I don't use it for a phone line. I use it for DSL. I use it for the internet. I plug a box in it, be there, give me an internet connection, and I'm sorted. I get an incredibly good discount because I went to PodCamp 2005 of £18 a month for 10 meg down, 1.5 meg up. Perfect, right? Perfect. I ask him for my phone. I ring up another number. I ask him for my phone number. She says, "Oh, well, can't do that because your line's been cut off." I said, "Well, I'm on the line now. I'm using it." "Oh, well, your DSL might go up, might last a couple more days, but then it will go off." So I'm fuming by this stage, like, because now I'm sort of envisaging having to deal with getting this all reconnected. I pay the outstanding bill, they're reconnected on Friday, but that means that it's going to disconnect my DSL service, which is on the line. So God knows how long it's going to take for another DSL service to be put on the line. So this screws me up for next week, regardless. So I'm going to have to move my Mac Pro and everything else to some friend's house so that I can work and upload and do stuff. Nightmare. Piss me off. We've got one of the worst internet providers or speeds in the whole of the freaking world. We're like on the right-hand side of a very small speed graph compared to places like, Sweden, Japan, Korea. Admittedly, Korea and Japan are a long way away. Sweden, not so much. And I'll tell you something, it's crap infrastructure and the inability for the government to act to deal with these big corporate fat cats who don't give a fuck about creativity and innovation. Because if they did, they would enable their communities, the people in this country, to get ahead, to take their talents online and be digital with them, to have internet speeds that enable people to do things faster. Video is the de facto right now on the internet. We should be able to provide at least a 2 megabit ADSL service. I mean, talking about a digital report that it'll be in there by 2010, 2012. That's ridiculous. By 2010, 2012, Korea will have 1 gigabit internet per second. It indirectly helps economies by having the ability to move this stuff about. It's like the transition from modems to from dial-up to broadband. The differences in quality of service, the differences in retention of eyeballs, buying stuff via services because of the speed of broadband versus dial-up, was just off the chart. Going off topic. Anyway, I tried to get my phone number for the old line so that I could ring up my be there and give them the old number so I can say, look, this account is getting closed. Can you, move over my number onto this new number and my service? They can't give it me because it's ex directory. So who can give it me? Where is it? It's lost in the ether of the BT British Telecom headquarters somewhere. I'm just so frustrated right now with the level of just inadequate ability to solve my problem. It's just so frustrated. I've had enough. I'm moving to Sweden. That's it.